got it, Rex.
Good morning, it's Carlo speaking.
Yeah, how are you?
Good, man, good. Quick question. The clutch.
Yep.
So I fitted all that up on Saturday. The clutch fork that we, I know you wouldn't probably remember, I got off you last time, is it diff, because we had a five speed clutch in it.
Yeah.
In the 6-speed box, is the fork different once you put the 6-speed clutch in there?
So the 6-speed fork should be straight. The 5-speed one's got an offset in it.
Just trying to see, what did we put this damn thing? This is straight. Okay.
Straight? There's no like crazy offset just above where the pin goes through?
No, because I'm just...
It'll be obvious. It'll be like 290s, and it probably offsets it by about 10 mil.
Yeah, I know. It was a big bend in the damn thing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. If so, it's straight, you know, then that's the right fork.
Yeah, because we had the 5-speed in there. I think that's the fork that we put in last time. So once I've engaged it, is it supposed to have a bit of play?
In the fork?
In the fork.
Yeah, so you engage and you'll still be able to move it backwards and forwards. So you're pulling the bearing... where the bearing locks into the clutch, you've got that little plate that moves in and out about 10 mil.
About 10 mil. I reckon I'll fuck it more than 10 mil, yeah.
It'll be right. So as long as you can't pull it back out of the clutch, then it'll be fine.
It doesn't feel like I'm moving it back. It probably moves about 15, 20 mil. It doesn't hit the cutout in the box or anything. It stops there.
Yeah.
But
and it doesn't re-click in. Like obviously you can't re-clip the bearing in. Once it's clipped in, it should be clipped in. Like you shouldn't be able to re-clip it.
Well, like I said, it's sort of moving, but it's not going too far where it's
Yeah, that sounds right to me.
All right, so when I bled the clutch, it's still not fucking right. I only got quarter of a pedal out of it, like the bottom quarter of it.
Yep.
That's still air. That's still a lot of air in there, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Hope I don't have to rip this out. Fucking hell.
It won't be the clutch. It'll be something related to the master or the slave.
Yeah.
So you might have the master adjusted wrong, which is pretty common, and that'll stop you from bleeding it properly.
Yep.
Does the fluid go down after you bleed it? Like, obviously, you push it through.
I've got a bleeder that connects to the compressor.
Yeah.
Sucks it through. So I've got a bleed, all right. I just got a quarter of a pedal out of it.
Yeah, I reckon it might be adjusted wrong, and you're actually getting it bled properly.
Okay, so what, adjusted on the actual...
On the pedal.
On the actual pedal.
Yeah, so there should be roughly 7 mil of thread hanging out
thread,
past where the nut is in the pedal.
Okay.
So you know where the adjuster is, and then you've got...
Yes,
there should be 7 mil of thread poking out.
Okay, I'll have a look at that. Last question, this rocket cover gasket is a fucking pain in the ass now. What do I do about it?
Do I ring up,
it's only got 1,000 Ks, like, I haven't touched the fucking motor. Do I ring up Top Torque and... I don't really want to touch it. That's leaking pretty bad.
See if they'll cover it for you. Obviously, they've built the motor. It shouldn't be leaking already.
No, that's what I mean. Look, I haven't touched
right back.
Any... Yeah, because I had a look and I said, I don't want to fucking touch it.
No, they're a pain in the ass, yeah.
And so if he didn't do it, what would it cost me to get done? Because I don't want to touch it.
Typically, it's about $450 per side.
Fucking Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's 2 hours work plus all the gaskets and bits and pieces.
It looks hard. It looks hard to do. It's got to get fixed. This is leaking pretty bad.
Yeah, I'll take it straight back to Top Talk. If they don't want to hear about it, then obviously we can do it for you. But yeah, it'll be 2 hours labor plus all the parts.
Okay. All right. I'll give this bloody clutch a go. We've got to get that sorted because that's not good. That is actually leaking a lot. Yep, all right, cool. All right, thanks. I'll give that a go and see what happens, man.
Done.
Bloody squash. All right, done. Bye.
All good. Thanks.